Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
None of us enjoy renewing our broadband, our car, our home insurance, or even changing our bank accounts. But in order to get the best value, it's usually financially rewarding to do so. Now, the online aggregator BillWinner.com has new technology that claims to tell you which the best options might be for renewals when it comes to switching your providers. It does involve you giving up a certain amount of your personal information, though. Fiacra O'Corey is the chief executive of BillWinner.com and is on the line. Good morning, Fiacra.
Good morning, Joe. And thank you for having us on.
No problem. Tell us a little bit more about this table or this chart that you guys have compiled.
Well, I suppose the idea started from the idea that so many things are on renewals now. And, you know, the things that traditionally were, like all the household bills for electricity, oil, gas, and so on. But there's more and more things like antivirus or streaming music, streaming movies. And we just found in our own personal lives, we were losing track of all of these things and the introductory offers and when they expired and when did the trial end and all of that. So we got the idea to have a place to track them, myself and my co-founder. And then what we were thinking then is, well, when it comes time to shop around, where should we go? And we realized by just tracking where we bought, we were actually crowdsourcing data ourselves. So if we just made a note of, oh, I bought from Energy or One Big Switch you were tracking the places that you had bought from before, the source or the provider if you went direct. And then we said, well, why don't we not crowdsource this information? So what we do, we've built BillWinner.com as a site where people can track their things, all of their household bills, but then where they can see leaderboards for where people like them have gone. So you don't have to put in any data. You could just say, I want to see the electricity leaderboard for Ireland and see who's providing the best value in that. But if you give more information, then the leaderboards are personalized to your own situation. So whether it's car insurance and you want to have an engine size or your age or a house and you want to have the type of house or apartment you're living in. So the more data you put in, the more personalized the results become and you get ultimately to make smarter decisions around renewals.
And so it's not necessarily about the price of the broadband or the insurance or whatever. It's about the more information that is provided that creates this table. Is that right?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us is to make smarter decisions. You know, very often you're with a great provider and you have good value and you did shop around and they should be the best for your renewal as well. But there are a lot of gimmicks out there and introductory pricing and all the rest. So it's really, for us, it was our people with the best provider that they can be with. And that is sometimes based on price, but it's also based on the value they're providing. And the way we do that, we capture the pricing information, but we also capture the customer rating and reviews. And that can be reviews of the comparison site even. So I bought Energia through One Big Switch or Switch or whoever it is. And you can rate the provider or you can rate the comparison site and give feedback to other people about what was good or bad about the process of renewing as well as being with the provider. And for something like insurance, it's especially important to know what's the claims experience like. And for any of the insurance categories, like home, car, or commercial types of insurance, we ask, have you had a claim? And then what was that experience like? So people can review the leaderboards for insurance by claims experience as well as the actual renewal process.
Yeah, and you don't just do it for the likes of insurance or even banks. You could also do it for contractors such as plumbers or electricians.
Yeah, it's that was the natural kind of expansion, I suppose, of it was what people were saying. Well, look, I want to be able to review my local services. It's very hard to find a good plumber, a good electrician. You're doing all of the reviews for all of the other categories of household bills. So why not add that? And we've added that so people can recommend a good plumber. And, you know, really what we're trying to do is recreate what people are doing in millions of different WhatsApp groups or conversations they're having around Ireland and internationally. But just to make it more automated so more people can see the answers to who are the good plumbers or providers in your area.
Yeah, no, I did have a look for plumbers yesterday and you hadn't populated much in that area yet. Now, I mentioned at the start that there's a trade-off. Consumers need to give up more of their information to, you know, provide more information in order to save more money. What sort of privacy concerns are there?
Well, you know, always when you have a platform like this, you have two interests, I suppose. We have the provider side and the platforms for comparison or comparisons of pricing and so on. But then we have the consumer side. And philosophically, we had that debate. Well, you know, if it comes down to it, whose side are we on? And, you know, partly because we're just thinking of our own personal experience as founders of the company, what do we want? We said it's definitely the consumers. That's who we care about. And that's who we're putting at the front. And what that means is basically good providers like us, good comparison sites like us, bad ones don't. Because we're just bringing transparency to the market.
Right.
And they're the business we have to partner with. But in terms of that decision then about data, for us it was, okay, well, the data belongs to the consumers who put their data in. That's their information. We don't send that to a provider unless the consumer says, I'd like to get a quote or I'd like to see offers in my
inbox,
offers tab in Billwinner based on my data. So you can say, I'd like to see those offers and I'd like... If you see any offer you like or you see any person on the leaderboard that you'd like to send the information to, you can say, okay, I'd like to send my information to them so that the process of getting a quote is faster. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. And you can just look at a leaderboard without giving any data at all. So right now you can go to any of the categories and see, well, who's on top of the leaderboard? And then the decision about, okay, well, I want to personalize that a bit more based on my own experience, even just with something like, you know, I live in a semi-detached house. You can say that to the system. And then you'll see a leaderboard for semi-detached houses. But that data isn't going outside to any of the businesses that are on the platform.
Should the law be changed to make it easier to switch? For example, some broadband providers need weeks of notice, even if you're out of contract with them, before you can switch.
Yeah. I've been through that painful process myself. And, you know, it is painful. And there needs to be more regulation. But there... Yeah, and it's coming in some instances. Like we're hearing about, you know, there can't be preferential pricing for new customers. That's something in the UK, and I think it's coming to Ireland now as well. But there's so much we as individual consumers can do as well, and that's massively important.
Shop around. So many consumers sit on their hands and just can't be bothered to switch.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the inertia just of so many choices. I mean, that's one of the features of the last 10 years. That's like. Loads of new providers coming on board, but there's also loads of comparison sites. And people know, I could save money. I don't think they know how much. And that's one of the things we do is say, look, here's how much you, on average, people are paying for home insurance in your area. Here's what you're paying. So if you want, you can see that comparison. That motivates people to then do something if they need to shop around.
Well, hopefully they will be motivated after hearing this because too many people do suffer from inertia. Fiacre O'Corey, thank you very much for joining us. This is Fiacre O'Corey from BillWinner.com.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.